Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim has the remarkable ability to focus on what matters now and what's coming next.
You realize that 10,000 hours on the radio is 600,000 minutes of talking, and you've used them all well. Congratulations, and again, happy anniversary.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour, celebrating our third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame. John Chambers is our guest. He is known as Mr. Constitution, the author of The Constitution of the United States, a study guide. We're talking about three constitutional crises that are going on, even as we speak, simultaneous, folks. The First Amendment, where free speech is having a hard time right now, is being called hate speech. When all it is just another way of another way of thinking. The states are taking on the federal government. States and cities are taking on the federal government for their sanctuary efforts and violation of the Constitution. And then now we've got another one simultaneous with all this is the Second Amendment, the right of every citizen to own a weapon, to own guns, to protect themselves. And there's a lot of people that would like to restrict that, don't they, John?
Yes, sir, they would. And back in, colonial Massachusetts and Virginia, when the state was threatened, they'd call out the militia and to drill on the village green and so on. And each person was expected to bring their own weaponry that they owned
and be ready to go in a minute's notice. That's how they got their name.
And more importantly than that, that weapon that they were going to bring was expected to be military grade.
Yeah.
It's like in Switzerland now when every person who's in the militia has their military grade weapon in their home, and they are expected to be able to pick it up and walk out the door and be able to go to war to beat back the Germans or whoever it's going to be.
But we're so insulated in the United States these days that most people don't think about that. They don't think about the threat to the homeland the way you just described it, like it was back in 240 years ago. But still, we do have threats, but the Constitution says we have the right to own a weapon, but there are people out there who would like to abolish. They would like to repeal the Second Amendment. Not just produce certain kinds of weapons, but literally repeal the Second Amendment. That's where the constitutional crisis could be coming up one of these days. What do you think?
Well, and the reason that they want to do that is because they want the people to have to depend upon the government to protect them. They do not want the people being able to protect themselves. They want them to depend upon the government. Like if you are in Chicago, you are not allowed to have a gun, but you have to call the police. And when a first responder, when seconds count, is minutes away, you got real problems.
Right.
You need to be able to people, in order to maintain the security of a free state, which is the purpose of the Second Amendment, you have to be able to have a first responder there in seconds. And in fact, we, the people, are the first responders because we're the ones that are closest to.
Well, look at some of the recent events where there were people inside, either an individual or an off-duty policeman or an on-site police officer who was there and was able to defuse an attack before anyone was hurt. I mean, it's
exactly. And you don't hear about them.
The way to
news.
Stop the bad guys with guns is to have a good guy who can take them on immediately.
That's exactly right. Because but you don't hear about them because those who. We were talking about some people are vanilla and some people like strawberry or whatever, and we don't talk to each other anymore. Well, those vanilla people or those strawberry people, whichever it is, want to think they know better than anybody else.
And here's one other thing, John, we've got to take on is before we go to run out of time. We've got to take on what's going on in society that's causing more of these things to happen than ever before, higher concentration, higher incidence of them than ever before. What's going on in our society that's causing that? It's not the guns. The guns didn't cause these people to be so depraved and indifferent to human life.
I did a study. I myself, I just looked at the statistics. I'm not going to say I did a study. Makes
quickly.
It sound like some kind of, big deal. But I just took a look at when did it start getting real bad?
Yeah.
Or when did it suddenly go up and then go up again? In the 60s and the 90s. The thing that happens specifically.
Hey, John, I got to wrap it up. Give us your website quickly, please.
www.insearchofliberty.com.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.